Damas y caballeros, ladies and gentlemen, bienvenidos al show Vida en Cero Gravedad. Life in Zero Gravity, tú sabes las vibras, you know the vibes. By now you're well aware of what the vibes are. You understand, tú sabes. Tú comprendes las vibras. Well, you might think you do, but you never will. You know what? I'm going to start this off. Feliz cumpleaños, Isabela Leva. Feliz cumpleaños. One of my childhood friends, his sister had her quince this weekend, and it was nice to be a part of that. It was like a wedding, you know, like just the setup of it is so elaborate. I mean, I've been to some in my time, but I don't think I've been to too many since I was that age. You know, so 15 for the white people in the audience or people in general who don't speak Spanish. Yeah, so I think I was 15 the last time. Maybe not 15, maybe. I feel like I've been to some since then, but it's been a while since I have really been in the quince culture. But yeah, shout out to her. And I'm such an empath. I hate to say that because a lot of the people who say that are so douchey. You know, the people who call themselves empaths, it's usually some of the worst people, and they're not empathetic at all. It's just hilarious. It's like, because it sounds good on paper, right? But I swear to you, like, I can feel the emotions of people. It's like I can put myself in their shoes, and I get emotional about it. Like, in this occasion, I see people I've known for 20 years crying, you know. Tears of joy, sure, but crying, and it's like, it's hard not to get caught up in that moment. So, shout out to the Leva family, beautiful family, man, and thank you for 20 years of friendship, you know, over 20 years of friendship, just known them my whole life, you know. So, I appreciate that, truly. And, happy for Bella. I don't know you too well, Isabella, but you know, I know you're in good hands with your family, so congratulations. Felicidades. I'm happy for you. That's cool. It was a very elaborate, and I'm proud of them for putting on an elaborate event, you know. I mean, they're, you know, the Nelson Leva. They call him Big Nelson because his son is Nelson as well. But to come from Salvador and work at JPL, man, it's impressive. And to provide for your family all those years and really just build a successful family and just great kids who really have a lot to offer the world. So you should be proud of that. And I'm proud to call you all friends. So I didn't expect to do that. That was not scripted, but I just kind of got caught up in the moment of it. You know, I went yesterday and it was just great. It's a trip because having reflecting on, like, people grow up physically, but it's hard if you've known them that long to not see them as kids. And not only that, but like everybody that I come across, I think, like, oh, this was a kid at some point. And then I start getting to thinking, like, oh, they ain't that much different than a kid. Some people don't develop too much, you know? So it's weird to think about. Like, some people really don't develop much and they're still the same person they were when they were a kid. That trips me out to think about. It's like, how have you not developed at all? I'm not saying that about anybody related to this. I mean, maybe a couple people there, but not the people I know too well. One of the cousins, he ain't developed too much. But, you know, obviously Nelson and Eric and all of them, they've grown over the years. So I gotta give them credit. And yeah, I thank them for the invite. It was a great event, really. So thank you for that and congratulations again. We need to talk. We need to talk. Well, actually, I need to talk. You need to listen. Just me. I'm the only one talking here. You know this arrangement by now if you listen to the show. So, yeah. This is what I'm going to do. Words are going to come out of my mouth. All right? This is going down. Okay? So, shut up. Listen. No, I'm just playing. Anyone go into the Souls of Mischief Far Side show with the alcoholics there as well? Man, I'm looking forward to that. I haven't been excited about a show like that. You know, the Thought Fest lineup, pretty weak, man. And the more I think about it, the weaker it is. I didn't realize that Immortal Technique and Joel Santana, they both only have 3 albums, so that tripped me out to think about. But meanwhile, on the other hand, countless classics between the Far Side and Souls of Mischief. You know, Alcoholics too. So I'm looking forward to that lineup. I think that's a better line. I'd rather see that lineup than Thought Fest. I have a free ticket to Thought Fest. I don't know if I'm going to go. I got 2 free tickets. I don't know if I'm going to go, honestly. And I don't know if I could find anyone that's down to go. I think there's one person that wanted to see, like, Pharoah Monch do Simon Says. I'm just like, I'm cool on that. Like, I've seen it before. I don't need to see it again. I might just end up going because I'll feel like I wasted my money if I didn't. Because technically, since the contest was rigged, I basically had to pay for these free tickets, you know. It's basically what happened there. So, yeah, man. Yeah. But if you're going to see it, let me know. You can link up if you're going to the LA show. I'm looking forward to that. It's at the Novo, which I've played a couple times. Cool venue. And I'm looking forward to that, you know. So, I... You think the Barbie hype, is the Barbie hype too much at this point? Is it too much? Because I heard people on the radio talking about, you know, it's going to get Best Picture nomination. It's going to get like Best Actor, Best Actress nominations. I'm like, it's cool. It's a good movie. I think that's wild. Personally, I don't think it's one of the best movies I've seen this year. I guess maybe, but then that has me thinking that it's kind of a weak year, and I feel like I corrected it to the wrong thing. There are going to be movies that come out that are weaker or that are better than Barbie, you know? So, I don't know. I don't think Barbie was bad. I think it was good. But it really kind of beats you over the head with the message, and it's so obvious. It's like, I could have not seen the movie and I would have known what the message was, but it just beats you over the head with it, and it wears a little thin, you know? It's like, all right, I get it, yeah. Like, being superficial is bad, okay. It sucks, women don't get paid as much, all right, you know? But it was like, there was probably at least like 20 extra minutes of that we didn't need. It's like, okay, we get it. We got it. We understand. Like, we don't need to keep repeating this. It's not interesting, you know? So I don't know. I think the Barbie hype has gone a bit far. I saw it made like $1 billion, and that's wild. I mean, congrats to them. It is a good movie, and I'm not saying it shouldn't make money. I just thought like some of the stuff that people say about it is kind of wild. What are we going to get into next? I don't know. Did the movie, like, fulfill all the Zoomers' needs for social justice? That's kind of what it felt like. Like, it was hitting their buttons, their social justice buttons. Because for me, I'm like, yeah, I get the message. I understood the message probably a couple minutes into the movie, and we just keep getting beat over the head with, like, the same subject matter, same message. So I just thought... I thought it was kind of silly that people were saying that, but it's cool. I mean, it's a good movie. I would recommend it, honestly. Yeah. What do you want to see for 200? You know, 200 is next week. What do y'all want to see? What do y'all want to listen to? I mean, I'm trying to make the best episode I can, but I need your help to really know. So let me know. And I'll let you know, and then you let me know. Deal? That doesn't even make sense. I'm just playing. Well, yeah, honestly, let me know what you want to see for 200, because I want to make it a special episode, you know, so any suggestions you have are welcome. I'm looking forward to it. It would be interesting to do it, like, how it'll come out with, like, new living situations and stuff like that. So, I spent some time listening to past episodes because I wanted to make sure we still had the magic. I wanted to see where the magic started. I just, in general, wanted to see, like, okay, how's this show going? How are we doing with this show? How did it start? Are we still sticking to the essence of what made it good in the first place? You know, I'm trying to think about all this. Trying to get it together. So, I listened to some past episodes, and I was honestly pleasantly surprised. I thought that they might suck. When I went in, I was like, is this going to be hard to listen to? But, I mean, I know that I planned them. I wrote them out, and I performed them to the best of my ability. Just felt like, okay, somehow this is going to go badly, right? But I listened to them, and they were good. They were honestly good, honestly entertaining, so it was a pleasant surprise. I really thought, like, that it was going to be tougher than it was. I don't know why. I thought it was just not going to be entertaining to listen to for some reason. I thought it would drag, but it really didn't, so I was happy about that. And, you know, I'm just always trying to improve. Let's see what we got here. Yeah, I actually did spend the time listening to him, and I was pleasantly surprised. I feel like I might have a future in this business after all. I'm just playing. It'd be bad. I've been doing this whole time. Yeah, I might have a future in this. I know I got different people listening now, so welcome to the new listeners. I appreciate you. Oh, I didn't show a brand or anything. I don't think it matters. YouTube actually demonetized me. I don't think I mentioned that. YouTube demonetized me recently. I can probably appeal it, or I can't appeal it. They demonetized me for using TikTok videos. And I thought that was so ridiculous because I see YouTubers do that all the time. All the time. So many YouTubers. Somehow I got in trouble. They demonetized me. Like, what? Because it had the TikTok watermark. Like, I literally just watched, like, Sniper Wolf reacting to TikTok videos, and that's cool. And nothing against her. I actually like her. She's one of my favorite people to watch. But I found that really interesting that, like, somehow I get in trouble for making TikToks and posting them on YouTube as shorts. I get in trouble for that when it's, like, it's all my content. I'm not stealing anyone's content or anything like that. So I thought that was weird. Very weird, honestly. Yeah, I apologize for not putting music on here, by the way. I know that, I'm sure that was a fun element of the show for people, like people who hadn't heard my catalog, where I was putting, like, new songs every week, or at least, like, you know, I didn't have enough to put a new one every, well, no, I think I did, technically. I have enough songs. I've made enough songs where I could release a song a week, but lately I've been so unproductive with it, so that's my fault. But I apologize for not having music and, like, the usual stuff, like the space sounds. I know I fucked up with that, and I'm sorry. Like, it's just so much more work when you do the video. Everything takes so much longer, so that was part of the problem with that. But I'm working on it. I am working on it. So it'll get better. I know it will. Speaking of which, Bird's Eye View is out now. Where You Gone out now. Check me out. Spotify, Zero Grav. Apple Music, Zero Grav. You'll find me. But both of those are out. They're probably both going to be, like, on my new album, you know. So whenever that comes out, just, you know, take that into consideration. And, yeah, I'm working on some stuff. I gotta record more, but I was happy to at least have a new song out recently. You know, it's hard, but it was worth it for that. So, Yeah. Oh. I'm taking my mom to Mexico. Fuck you, hoes. Honestly, like, I tried multiple times to go with women. It didn't work. Obviously, the worst one was the last one was the worst. But man, I didn't want to deal with it anymore. It's just too much. Honestly, it was too much. So, I'm not gonna deal with that. Yeah, I'm taking my mom to Mexico. It'll be fun. She loves it there, obviously, and I feel like she's been there more than me. I mean, she is older than me, so she's been there more than me, and we can, spend time like that we couldn't normally spend. So I'm happy about that. Let me see. Sometimes I just, oh man. Sometimes I just feel like I question if I want to get married, Everything that's happened to me dating wise, like I wonder, like, do I really want to get married? Do I want to finalize this? Do I want to be bonded to this person forever, And it's hard. We have enough bad dating experiences. It's just like, why am I doing this? Like, what's going on? And it's basically what it was. It's interesting. I wanted to get into like the risk is just too crazy. There's a 50% chance that your marriage works, right? 50% chance. And of that, it's a way, 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 way smaller chance that you're actually happy. So I'm just like, why are we doing this? Like, what's the point of doing this? It doesn't make sense to me. Sometimes. I mean, I still feel like it's so nice on paper. It sounds nice having a soulmate, Just making things happen, making it work with a soulmate. It sounds nice. It gets hard when the people who run it intervene and kind of ruin the idea, So I'm hoping that they won't do that this time. But we shall see. Sometimes I really do question if I want to get married. It just seems like it doesn't matter what color they are, they all like end up crashing terribly at some point. But yeah, I do question that. I question if I want to get married. Why do we hold on to old ideas like that? I wonder. A lot of ideas are outdated, but we just hold on to them because that's the way things used to be. It's like, maybe that's not the best way to do this, Maybe that's not the best way to handle things. Shout out to everybody that listened last week. I was actually listening to that episode to see what I said because I wanted to make sure it wasn't too wild. And I was surprised how much I found myself laughing. I do this stuff live, and a lot of it is off the top of my head. I write some stuff, but for the most part, I like to keep it like authentic and like raw energy where it's like, okay. This is really what they're feeling in the moment, or it just like makes it more fun. I think the pressure of it for me brings out a better side of me, so it's just everything really. But thank you for listening. That next episode is gonna be special, for real. I mean, doing all this, I feel like it's gonna be special. Just getting to 200 is crazy to think, like how far it came. There's so much content to listen to, and not all of them are great, I know, but it's enough good where I think you would like it. So we'll see how you feel about it. This, yeah, sometimes I question that. What was I gonna say? It's just, yeah, the risk is too crazy. Why do we hold on to the old? Why do we hold on to old ideas like that? Why do we? But yeah, thank you for listening, for real. Thank you for listening. I don't have like a reason to lie about anything. So people that accuse me of lying, you know, I really don't have a reason to. I don't see the point in lying. Like, I'm comfortable enough in my own skin where I don't feel the need to just like lie about some stuff that doesn't even make sense. So, yeah, I just wanted to let y'all know in case it came up. Like, I don't have a need to lie about anything. It's just weird. Some people just, I think they just have trust issues, so they just assume, like, if they're not being honest, that you're not being honest, and they just make it about them, you know? Another sign of narcissism. But yeah, please give me feedback. Any ideas you have about this, please let me know. You know, much love and light to all the supporters out there. I appreciate you for making this one of the most shared shows on Spotify. And I have a special guest coming with me. A very special guest. You've seen her, you know her, you love her. Who could it be? But Astro Alicorn. Boom, 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 boom. Ass. Is that what it is?
Wow. Thank you for pointing it out.
You're so welcome. Would you like to hold this phone, Astro?
I would like to hold it.
Okay, I have questions for you, but first, how are you?
I'm horrible.
You're horrible? Why are you horrible?
Wait, no. Wait, okay. Wait.
What are you? When
wait,
are
hold
you?
On. Okay, so I'm going to do something. Okay, ready, guys? I just don't listen or hear.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, don't mind
well,
us.
We're formulating something. I'm good. How are you?
Bad.
Bad? Why?
Bad ass. You silly, cheesy girl.
Cheesy. Cheesy. I'm vegan, actually.
Dangerously cheesy.
What?
Dangerously cheesy.
Catch.
Oh no, it stopped. Okay, we'll have to edit this one. That stopped it, I guess.
What did?
The call.
Really?
Well, that's good to know for future reference.
That's annoying.
That is actually annoying. It kind of ruins a lot, actually. It's actually really annoying. Okay, anyway, let's continue. Astro?
Yes.
Do you care to hold this?
No. I mean, yeah, I do. Sorry.
Do you like to?
Yeah.
Okay, so, I think first things first, while it's fresh in your mind, what's your TMNT rating? Out of 11, God, what would you rate it?
I really like the anime. Like, it kind of reminded me of Spider-Man. I don't know if it's
the same. Into the Spider-Verse? It did look like that, huh?
Yeah. And, yeah, I really like the animation style. And I feel like it was funny. And there's a lot of emotion.
There was, huh?
Like, there's sadness. There's, like, laughed. There's laughs. There's, like, mostly that.
Yeah.
But like there's like it's like thrills, it's like ooh, like that, like surprised.
Were you surprised
Yeah.
by it? Did you think it would be that good?
I don't really know what I expected, but I felt like it was a pretty good movie. I'm gonna give it probably a 9 out of 10.
Wow, that's a 9. Wait, what about out of 11?
Oh,
Whenever you
oops,
rate out of
sorry, a
11.
9 out of 11. Oh my
Oh,
gosh, what
got
is wrong
you.
with
That's
me?
really good. Wow, your rating is so close to mine. I give it an 8.5, but I could see a 9.
8.5.
Yeah,
I was
so.
gonna say 8.5, but
But we're super close.
it's because of the animation,
The
so it's
animation
nine.
was cool, huh?
Yeah, and I feel like the soundtrack was kind of like Spider-Man 2.
Did you like the soundtrack?
I mean, not like the second Spider-Man, because there's a lot of second Spider-Mans, right? Or maybe it's just
In
that one.
across the Spider-Verse?
Yeah, there's not like not
There's
the
only two
actual,
animated
not
ones.
the actual number. It's.
Oh yeah, it's just
Yeah.
Spider-Man across the Spider-Verse. So,
Oops.
yes.
Hold on. This is my unicorn. I mean, asteroid.
He's an asteroid. So, who was your favorite character?
I think Michelangelo.
That was your favorite?
Yeah.
Oh, you picked a turtle. How did we all have the same favorite? That was always my favorite
I
as a
don't
kid.
know. I just
Is it
like
because
his.
he likes pizza? He always wants. He eats
Don't
breakfast
know.
pizza with waffles on it.
He's cool. Like, I want to be like him when I grow up, but
Do you
not
really?
like. I like fighting
I thought you
stuff.
were
But,
gonna.
like, I really like. The what?
I thought you might say April
No.
was your favorite character.
No,
No?
the puke girl.
That puke girl.
You know my serious phobia of that.
Of puke?
Like
Were
I'm.
there any other girls? I don't know.
There's that. There's the
There were some.
Australia, the crocodile.
Yeah. I know you like
The
that.
crocodile.
The crapadile.
What? I didn't
Oh.
say that.
So that was just, so he's your favorite. How funny. He was always my favorite as a kid. So I guess we're twins. Oh no. 2%. So that was your favorite turtle. Who was like your second favorite character?
My second favorite.
Or it could be your second favorite turtle.
Maybe not the turtle. Okay.
You liked Bebop, didn't you? No, just kidding.
Who's that?
That was
No, not the pig.
the
I liked that lizard guy.
pig. Oh yeah.
Yeah, him. I forgot his name.
Mondo Gecko.
Yeah, the
Mondo
gecko. He
Gecko.
bros a surfer dude, Darman.
Bro. And Jasmine kept making
Stop.
her
No, stop, please.
video.
Shh. You didn't hear a thing.
Bye.
Stop. You just
Okay.
made the whole entire camera shake.
Bye.
Do you see this man? This is the man
This
of a
is a man.
criminal.
Whoa, my hand looks so big.
Whoa, your hands are big.
They are,
Wait, no, put your hand.
do
Boop,
do do
boop. I can't
do.
see, but I think that was on camera.
It was, yeah. But what was your favorite movie this summer?
I liked them. I liked the movie.
Which one?
Unlimited thrills.
Which one was your favorite?
It pays for itself, just two visits all for
Oh no,
one
not that.
monthly
No.
price.
Did you have a favorite movie that we saw?
This is the beginning of a great friendship.
This is the
Or
beginning of a
wait,
beautiful
oh
friendship.
beautiful. Oops, I'm so stupid, bro. Wow, this place is nicer than my apartment. Surely you can't be serious. I am serious.
Don't call me Shirley. That's from Airplane. Those are all movie quotes. You know that, right?
Yeah. Great movie lines here.
Yeah.
Regal plus Pepsi. That's what I like.
So. Oh, yeah. What was your favorite movie this summer? Did you have a favorite?
Not really. I like all of the movies. I feel like Spider-Man is pretty cool. And
What did you like better, this movie or Spider-Man?
I knew it. I'm just going to have to go with Spider-Man.
Oh.
Like, it was really good.
I think, like, you liked it more later, right?
After, yeah, like...
It was a lot to take in.
Yeah, I just had to think about everything, but it was, like, such a cool movie, and, like, it was scary.
Was it?
Yeah, it was, like, ooh.
It was actually funnier than I thought it would be. The Turtles movie was pretty
funny. Oh, yeah, that one part is, like, baby, get off the kids.
Baby, get off the kids' ass.
What? Excuse me, what?
It is true. Yeah, don't get, yeah. And be on the kid's ass.
Stop.
So you don't have a favorite, huh? No. You just liked all the movies? Yeah, we picked good ones. I think we saw
some. Oh, yeah. I'm movies. Just going to interrupt the middle of this video to purchase merch. Do you see this beautiful thing? It's Zummer shirt. Like, purchase it.
Zummer shirts for sale.
Because it's, like, amazing. And it's more amazing than your Riz, if you even have any.
No, like, if they don't have that shirt, then they don't have Riz.
I know. Which... Like, this shirt literally is Riz.
It's funny you asked that, because I was going to ask which turtle had the most Riz.
Oh my gosh. What is the blue one's name?
Leonardo.
Oh my god, bro, his Riz literally, it is 1,000,000 feet underground. It's literally nowhere to be seen. It's older than the dinosaurs.
The dinosaurs, yeah.
Oh my gosh, he sucked.
Beneath the dinosaurs.
He's like, oh, so it's a date?
It's a date?
Snort. No, just kidding.
Riz.
Sorry. No, not Riz. What the heck?
You know who actually probably had the most Riz was Michelangelo.
Yeah, probably.
Right? Thinking about it, because he had jokes. He was comfortable. Raphael, I mean, it's not Riz to have, like, roid rage and scare the ladies.
Yeah.
Scaring the hoes.
Stop.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And I feel like, I don't know, I feel like, what was that other guy's name?
Donatello?
Oh, yeah. Donnie.
Nerd.
I mean, I feel like he...
No Riz.
No, stop. I don't know. Like, I feel like, he wasn't bad.
No, but, he actually wasn't. He might have actually been number two, which is sad for Leonardo. Because it's like, how you let the nerd outrage
you? Bro, I know. Bro, that is so embarrassing. Like, bro. I don't know. I think...
You're supposed to be the leader.
Michelangelo is definitely my favorite. Just kidding.
He always eats pizza. Every time they have him... They've made... Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles so many times, and he always just loves pizza.
Yeah, I mean, like, I would love to be best friends with that guy.
Yeah, it's probably cool.
Yeah. Kind of reminds me of me. Not to brag or anything.
Oh, I see.
I'm like the smartest kid in my class, and the most popular, and the class clown. I feel like clown is always popular, though.
Is it now?
But, like, I feel like it is.
Oh, yeah, you can hold
the camera. I feel like I am.
I was just checking the time.
The time is 1:20. I'm not going to talk anymore because that failed for me.
Oh, no. So, what was your... Let's see. What was I going to... Oh, what was your favorite thing... What was your favorite thing we did this summer?
I like the part where we, like, looked.
Where we did what?
I think I like the summer part.
The whole summer part?
Yeah.
Good choice.
Except for that part where I got sick. Oh, gosh, bro, I couldn't
That was the best.
No, Excuse me?
No kidding.
You know what's the best for me?
These hands?
This right hook. Yeah. No, not these hands. Get away from me. No. No, you ain't gonna punch me like that in my dang stomach. No, don't try to do all this. You act like a bee, bro. Get and stop being a scary cat, you coward. Get out of here. No, don't punch me in my mouth because I'm just gonna keep talking. I don't care. You can cut that part out.
It was silly.
Why are you laughing, bro? Oh, you want to go again? Round two?
Round two.
Yeah, no. I'll go. Pin your hands down. No, don't try to get out of me with your little hand roll. No, you like that right wrist thing? No. You can have my right wrist. What is this dolphin thing? What is that? I try to be a shark, bro? What is this? No. You are not going to just let me... No, stop trying to slap me like a dang Teletubby. Stop. No. Are you trying to swim in the air? Like, what are you doing, bro? Why is this like some sort of Spider-Man 4 dance moves?
Oh yeah, advanced past Spider-Man 3.
Like, what is that? Are you trying to roll some taffy? Like, what the heck is this? Stop. You're acting like that rubber band dude in Paper Mario, where he literally is like...
I'm like a wacky waving.
Wow, you can't, bro. You literally stuttering while you talking, bro. How you stutter? Trying to make your negative Riz comment, bro. I shouldn't even have the word Riz in that, bro. Bro, literally, why you say like you trying to do something to me? You really thought you ate, bro? No, I'm the one who ate and left no crumbs, bro. I don't even want to hear it.
I buffeted this.
All I want to hear is my fist to your face.
I
stop.
I avocado this.
Bro, stop. That's how much I ate. Fat shaming in 2023. What's wrong with you?
I didn't say it was fat. I was saying ate a lot.
What? Stop. My God. What is even the point of saying that you're not calling it fat? Stop. No, you are not going to slap me across the face like every single Disney bully, bro. You asked me for some lunch money.
Lunch money. Okay.
Oh, you're mocking me. You're making fun of me.
No.
Yeah. You don't want round three. You don't want this
money. You don't want these hands.
No. Oh. Ooh. Ooh. You a lizard or something? You trying to push up? Ew, what is that?
So what was your favorite thing we did this summer?
I like the part where we hung out.
Oh, that's your favorite?
Yeah.
I also
like the part where my fist met your face.
I like the part where this pterodactyl jumped into you.
I like the part where I got knocked out by a pterodactyl.
Did you have a favorite part? Favorite thing in the summer?
Oh.
Or nothing specific?
I don't know, nothing specific. Nothing Pacific Ocean.
In the Pacific, to be specific.
Two, buckle my shoe. 3, 4, buckle some more. 5, 6, Nike kicks.
So what was I? Oh yeah. Oh, I wanted to check. Is that all I had for this? Yeah.
What was you were saying?
That's all I had. I was gonna ask your favorite thing we did, but you kind of answered that. But okay, so. I want to tell this story. You know what a gated community is?
Which is it?
Like a community where it's gated. Actually, your old apartments were like that, where it had the gate.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So sometimes I find those kind of ridiculous. Like, it's like, alright, bro, no one's really trying to get in here. None of you have any Riz in here, you know. Riz is obsolete here. But so, today, I saw this guy. So, let me tell you the story. I saw this guy. Actually, go ahead.
Do you guys want to see my new Bowser backpack merch? Oh, like, yeah. Do you guys even see how cool this is?
She got that last time. So, I was gonna... This is what happened. The gate was closed. There's a little gap under the gate. And I saw something that I've never seen before. But I want to tell you and then get your reaction. I would just say it. Because I think you'll find it funny. So on the gate, it was closed, and I see this guy get down on the ground. I'm like, that's weird. Why is he getting down on the ground? So he got down on the ground, and he rolled underneath the gate and walked through the gate. And he did it like he was like a secret agent or something.
Oh my gosh.
And then somebody who lived there came and said, wow, they just let anyone in here, huh? And he was like mad that the security wasn't better. And it's like...
What?
It's kind of hilarious. I kind of like that guy did that because I think the gates are a bit much sometimes.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, no one's trying to get in here. Calm down. Like, this apartment complex sucks.
Well... That's one way to put it.
Sometimes.
I don't know. I just feel like it just makes it... Oh, you know what? There's this one thing, or it's this one apartment that me and my mom were living at, and if you got the pin wrong too many times, then it would, like, shut down the gate. It was so annoying. It's like, why would you add that?
That is annoying.
Oh, gosh, bro.
I'm sorry.
Like, this ain't a dang iPhone or whatever.
This ain't a dang iPhone.
Making fun of my speech?
No, I ain't making fun of your dog's paws either.
Making fun of my speech?
Nope.
My hand?
No.
My hand.
Yep. Are we twins?
It's not even a question.
Or are we 2%?
2%.
It's tough. Tough to say. What did you think of Malibu?
Malibu is giving Malibu vibes.
What does that mean?
Do you guys see my beautiful skin? Like, look, oh my gosh, bro.
Thank you, Malibu.
Like, this is so pretty. Look, I love my hair and my skin and my nails. Like, these nails looking bomb.
Oh, that's sweet. I'm glad you feel good about yourself. You should feel good about yourself.
Yeah, you should feel good about yourself, too. Because... Let me just put on my YouTube. Wow, is that you? You looking pretty today. Or handsome. Or beautiful. Whatever you want to call it. Sorry.
We are the YouTube.
But can you guys just like name one YouTuber that literally always does that? It's like, how are you watching me through my screen? I'm not going to even accept that compliment when you literally know what I look like. Actually, no. I mean, that's still kind of nice of them, but.
It is always nice.
Yeah, but, like, they literally just be like, is that you? You look pretty today. It's like, how do you know?
Pretty.
What if I look amazing and not pretty? Like, that's kind of offensive. No, just kidding.
Thank you. Like Malibu?
Yeah. I think it was pretty cool, but I like Oceanside.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask. What's your favorite beach?
Oceanside.
Galveston?
No.
Oh.
There's so many shows, bro. I literally got cuts on my
face. I was just kidding. It seemed like Galveston was, like, maybe your least favorite.
Yeah, probably. But it's still beach, so I like it.
Oh, I meant... Yeah, but I was asking your favorite beach.
My favorite...
I wasn't talking about Ken's job.
Wait, you weren't?
No.
Fine, I'll fart.
Don't do it.
Too late. Just kidding. Girls don't fart. Joke.
Don't do it.
It's a joke, guys. I actually got in trouble in school one time for saying that girls don't fart because it was a joke. And then my teacher said, that's unacceptable. Girls do fart. It's like, okay, how would you know? Because girls don't fart. Maybe actually you farted.
Maybe she's not a girl.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
No, but I was literally, like, everybody's blaming this girl for, because the bathroom stank. And first of all, whenever people say that, it's like, what do you expect a bathroom to smell like? Do you want it to smell like lavender? Like, I don't know. Literally, everybody puts their waste into one singular toilet. What do you want the bathroom to smell like? It's not going to smell the most amazing smell you've ever smelt.
That's true.
Like, I'm sorry that I literally cannot control the way one time, I was like, One time I was in the bathroom and I was like washing my hands because like I didn't even go to the bathroom. And then there's this girl, there's this one fifth grade, and she's like, it's stank in here, Jasmine. It's like,
it's stank in here.
Excuse you?
It's like, it's probably your funky head.
Stop. Wait, no, keys.
No, I can't. Funky dog head. Probably her. She probably did it.
Whoa, I love my skin and nails and hair and voice and style.
What do you want to do for our special day tomorrow?
Special day? I want to do like little stuff. Like I want to get kayaking and I want to maybe do some helium balls. No,
you
want to
do what?
Maybe we could go and get some helium balloons so we could blow them up and...
She likes that, the helium? That was fun, huh?
Bro sounds like bubbles. I'm gonna be the prettiest girl at the party!
Oh, from Powerpuff Girls?
Yeah. Bubbles. Maybe she has helium bubbles
so
in her
throat.
So
that's what you want to do for a special day?
Yeah, our special day, like, I just want to do, like, tiny stuff. Because then... Excuse me.
That's great. I'm glad. I think that's fine.
I just want to do tiny stuff. Because the tiny stuff is the best stuff. And my finger's broken. I broke my finger a few months ago. And now it's never the same. Never the same. What's wrong with me?
How can I help you? May I help you?
Wait. Can you do it?
May I help you? No.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I help you?
Bro.
How can I help you, though? How do you think?
Wee! What's water? It's cool. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. What's your favorite accent that I do?
That one.
Which one? This one?
Yeah.
My regular speaking voice?
Yep.
You don't like my other accent?
No!
No Australian?
Take out your headphones, cover your ears.
What about your dog's paws?
I'm sorry.
No, I'm kidding.
It's too late. Save me! No.
Save you from
just
what?
Just kidding. Save me from your accents. Do you see sorry. this man of a million voices?
I try with the voices.
Stop.
You don't have a favorite one?
I think my favorite one is the one you do right now.
Okay, that's fair.
I like...
Are you excited for school?
No.
No?
Yeah. Actually, like, it's like but like closer to that, but like, it's like S. It's like and yes, so S.
You're kind of excited, okay.
Yeah, like, I'm going to meet new people, but it's fifth grade, so it's going to be harder, and the math's going to be harder, and I wish I could, like, understand everything that I know, and I wish I could, like, everything I know I could understand better, because I feel like I'm just not learning enough stuff.
Well, you'll learn. I feel like you will.
I'm just scared.
You'll be fine.
Can somebody who's older than fifth grade tell me if it's hard?
I can tell you. It's not that hard. I'll help you.
Okay. Welcome to McDonald's. May I help you?
That's how I could help you.
Is McDonald's? I don't like McDonald's.
Well, not McDonald's. That doesn't help anyone.
I don't like chemical.
McDonald's.
I don't like chemical factory.
Chemical factory.
I mean, oops, you go get copyrighted for chemical. Don't even, like, try
to. You can't joke about that, huh?
Yeah, because then it's gonna be like, Your video has been demonetized for no reason, but we're bored and living in our basement, so you don't know what to do. No, right. Just kidding. I think. No, I am just kidding. They make a lot of money off of this app.
Mm-hmm. How is the Gacha Club?
Gacha Club is like...
How is it?
It's pretty good. My characters are getting better. I'm in a sweater in the sunny weather.
You're making
while I'm playing tether ball.
Oh, look at you, young bars.
Little bars. Boop, boop, boop.
Have you been doing any drawing requests on YouTube lately?
Oh, I need to find my drawing book.
Oh, okay. We can find that.
But I want to, redo the one with alopecia anyways. Also, go check out my YouTube. Like, I'm not trying to sponsor myself or anything, but I'm, like, totally trying to. You should go check out my YouTube. I'm at 400 subscribers now, and everything is going pretty well, but I am doing drawing requests. I'm ending this. No.
Don't end it. Okay. What was I gonna... Oh, do you miss your brother?
Yeah.
You excited to see him?
Yeah.
You are? That's good.
Yes, I am.
Are you not that excited?
I am.
But it's a lot. I'm sure you'll have fun with him. He'll be excited to see you.
He will?
Yeah, because you're going to have new toys for him to drool on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, great.
Oh, great. Is there anything you want to talk about before we...
Why would you say that?
What? What did I do?
What do you mean, what did you do? Now you have new toys for him to drool on. Stop. Though that is true, stop.
Well, was there anything you wanted to talk about?
Talk about bullying.
No.
Sorry, no guys. More. I just can't get enough of this. Like, stop. Well,
thank you so much for joining me.
Most of it is, like, stuff that I can't even control.
You can control.
Yeah, one time somebody bullied me for being tall. And they're like, you're too tall to be a girl.
You said you weren't even that tall.
Maybe they're just short or something. They're, like, the same height as me. But they're a boy and I was a girl, so it's like, I don't know. But they were like, you're too tall to be a girl. And I was like, okay, do you want me to get some surgery? Like,
did you slug them?
No. What is that? Do you...
Punch them?
Like, do you... Yeah. I wanted to, but I didn't. But... Do you want a sandwich? How can I help you? Like, am I bothering you by being tall? I'm sorry that I was born, because you're obviously getting mad at me.
Dummy.
Because I obviously chose
you
my parents
butts.
And how I wanted, how tall I wanted to be.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, thank you for joining me. I'm going to wrap up the rest of the show, but you really made the show better, and I appreciate you. Every time you came on, that's very nice of you.
Is that a surprise? No, thank you.
Thank you.
Like, seriously, stop bullying people.
Stop bullying.
Like, stop bullying. It's not your life, so why do you care so much? Are they bothering you by living and doing what they want?
Jerks.
Because by doing what you want is literally affecting people mentally and then physically.
Yeah, jerks.
That's how people are dying. Because of you. Like, some people, they just can't take it.
Yeah, scumbags.
They just don't want to deal with it. So, stop.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I'm going to get to my other segments, but I appreciate you. Okay?
It's cool, I...
I appreciate you. You did it. You love it, huh? You love the camera. Okay. Let's see what we get into.
Oh, right. Sorry. I thought you ended it, bro.
Right in the whole thing.
Man, I'm gonna throw this piece of cotton at you.
KZR Roseboards! Do, 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 do. You leaving, bro? We're going to sleep soon.
Okay.
Alright. Anyway, KZR Roseboards. Sports radio sucks. I'm contemplating not doing it altogether. It's so boring. Any sports coverage, I don't know, maybe I'm just not as into sports, or I just don't feel the need to hear other people talk about the shit that I just watched. You know, it's boring at this point. I think I'm over it. Like, maybe I'll do parodies. That's what I'm thinking. I don't have much of a desire to cover sports anymore. They just make it so boring. You know? They made all the coverage so boring. Yeah. The Padres remain under 500. They're trash. They lost to the Dodgers again. I think they lost 2 out of 3. So it's just like, how's this happening? It is pretty funny though. Not gonna lie. How much they're struggling. I might do the parodies. The Padres remain under 500. So, they're still trash. Don't worry. It's pretty bad. They paid so much money for that roster, and they, like, can't make it that far in the playoffs, even. It's like, yeah, you beat the Dodgers. Cool. But you did nothing with that. You know? So, I thought that was funny. Let's see. Oh, Jake Paul beat Nate Diaz. It was boring. I give Jake Paul some credit. I thought Diaz had a better shot. He just got dominated pretty much. So, yeah. Let's see. What else do we want to get into? Anthony Joshua. So I did the math that Anthony Joshua, I believe he made something like $119 million to fight Usyk last year for the rematch. That's what sponsors and everything. And in UFC, the fighters earned a total of like 5. So, very interesting. But anyway, UFC has the, like, if I want to use their gym, they have the best, like, I don't see, like, a fitness section. They got the best there. So, yeah. Anthony Joshua getting more than the whole UFC roster combined in a year is crazy. The fighters need to fight that. It's some bullshit there. Really. But we'll see. Anyway. Yeah, the UFC has the worst paid athletes. Gotta do better, poor UFC, at least male athletes. I'm sure, you know, WNBA isn't paying well, or some of those other sports aren't paying too well, so unfortunately. So yeah, I'm getting into the Book of Grav, and now let us read from the Book of Grav. I realize y'all can't fathom the style. I'm the illest, every atom is vile. Killing from Cali to Kalamazoo. Too valid, too hot, high value for you. Ew. I'm bringing back all y'all in the ballyhoo. This the energy to rally to. How we do? Ain't no game or some claim. I do it different. Other cats were mentioned that the same way. So, I got 5 on it. And I've slipped, you know, broadcasting. I get it in, flip fatalities, broadcasting to faraway galaxies. I'm an alien, you can't comprehend. You humans have no common sense, I'm on the mend. Yum, just got back from the Malibu. Doctor, keep swinging. Let's see. Yeah, it would be nice. Do some fair hoes. I'm dominating. Okay, I'm a double feature you, give you another one. I gotta finally break the curses. Go. Oh, I know it's really just me versus me. I gotta finally break the curses, G. I know it's really just me versus me. That's right. Book of Grav. Just random segments. So, I love you all for listening. I appreciate you. I'll be back next week. It has been a pleasure. Next week is going to be a tremendous show, so I'm looking forward to that. I know I'm hyping it a lot, but I don't know. I really feel like it's going to be a great experience, so we shall see. I appreciate you. I love you. Much love, much peace to everyone out there. And until we meet again, like next week, pretty much.